What is up, people? Oh,
hello, everyone. Welcome back to another fucking episode post Sarah's birthday.
Woo! I'm still feeling it.
Yep. I think I'm still drunk.
Yeah, me too. Still a little hungover. Still haven't gotten around to responding to everyone's birthday text.
Will
yet.
You ever get to that?
Yes, I am.
Next month?
No.
Hey, sorry, just seeing this now.
So sorry.
It's like the 4th of July when you start messaging people back.
Still drunk. Oh my God. It's been a crazy weekend.
Yeah.
My birthday fell on a Friday this year. First time in a while.
Oh, that's amazing.
And
truly.
We just kind of wanted to talk about it. A lot went down that night.
It was so much fun. And I don't even know. You guys just simply need to hear every goddamn detail of that night.
I think this will be good for all of us because Jenna was there also. Amelia was there also. Mm-hmm. And other Jenna couldn't make it, unfortunately. But I remember bits and pieces because I was the birthday girl, so I was getting lit.
And then I remember bits and pieces, mostly don't remember, but then Jenna.
I remember absolutely everything. So I'm so excited
for you.
Oh man. I remember everything, but I have only one thing on my phone from the whole
night. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yep. We can get to that later.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's later on. But first.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother.
I've got a coffee.
Everybody, get your glasses up.
Got a Dr.
Jenna.
Pepper today.
Dr. Pepper.
Loving that.
Yes, yes.
Got a vanilla sweet cream cold brew.
Yes.
Sarah's got a, what is that?
It's a vodka cran.
Love that. We have all different spectrums of drinks right now.
I'm going to keep it light today. I'm not going to, you know, I'm just going to sip on this. Just pans to me. I'm just chugging it later.
Maybe I should drink. I just found out how much I owe in taxes.
Oh,
my tax guy literally told me that I should consider drinking wine tonight. And I was like, you're so right, dude.
Dude, you just got all of that today.
Yeah. Actually, I got it on the night of your birthday while drunk. I got an email about it. But then I just had a call with him to try and, you know, fix a few numbers if possible. And he was like, you should sit down.
Do some deductions and some.
Yeah. Filing an extension because, like, I just haven't paid them yet. You too? Okay.
Yeah.
Extension girlies.
Extension. And that's okay.
Yeah, period.
We're figuring it out.
We need a second.
Okay. Well, cheers, brother.
Drink to fucking
cheers,
that.
Brother. Okay. So I have something crazy that actually happened yesterday that I wanted to share. So you remember my old apartment?
Yes.
Remember her?
How could I forget?
She was at the dungeon.
The dark-ass dungeon.
You've never been there, Jenna, have you? It was scary.
The depression dungeon.
The depression dungeon, yes. It was, like, cute. It felt like we were in college, you know? But there was no sunlight. It was not a good time, especially, like, during quarantine.
Yeah, I don't know how you guys made it out of that.
I don't really know either.
Great job.
Thank you. So basically, me and Christelle get a tweet from this girl, and she was like, I'm pretty sure I just moved into Christelle and Sarah's old apartment because their names are in my mailbox.
Oh,
and
we were like, God.
What? And then Christelle responded to her and she was like, can we come over? What the fuck? And then the girl messaged Christelle and sent a picture of the inside of our mailbox. And she like said, she was like, yeah, it's this address. Our apartment number, and then it showed Basca/Vidal in the mailbox. And she was like, I wasn't sure if, like, this was you guys or I don't know, but if it is, then that's crazy. And Christelle was like, oh my God, yep, that's us. And then she was like, oh my God, that's crazy because I met y'all at one of the One Direction shows in, like, 2017 or 16 or whatever. And then she sent a picture of me, her, and Christelle and, like, a few of our other friends outside of a One Direction concert. Wow. And she was like, I'm freaking out right now. I can't believe I'm living in your guys' apartment.
Holy shit.
So we might go over there and hang out with her because we're like, we need to be back there because we like feel this crazy connection to that place.
And now you have someone who, what? I can't even wrap my head around that. That's fucking crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
What?
I know. So we might like have a One Direction night with her.
Oh my God, you have to. wow, small world. Anyone could have moved into that apartment. Anyone in the whole entire goddamn world.
Yeah, like, how many apartments are there in LA? Like, yeah. Apartment buildings? Yeah. That's crazy.
I know.
Wow.
Isn't that so cool? That, like, made my entire day. I was like, yes, we can finally go back there.
And you have, relive, like, those memories.
Yeah.
Wow. That is awesome. Insane. I don't even know what to say. That's so cool.
So weird. But, yeah, so that was fucking nuts.
Jesus.
So I want to, like, make that, like, a vlog and, like, make that, like, a fun.
Oh, that'd be
thing.
So fun.
That'd be so much fun. But, oh, so we're going to make a new friend. Apparently, we've met her before. I just want to go back into my old room and see what it is now. Like, yeah. Who's living there? How did they decorate the place now?
Yeah.
Oh, so my God. Exciting.
I would feel so weird even going back there. It feels like if you ever told me to come over that I'd still go to that place, but I don't.
Yeah.
I also go to your new apartment. But that place I went to for so long, and I'd come and I'd stay on the couch, and it's just that still feels like your apartment to me.
It was so homey.
It was.
It was so dark. Homey. It was so homey. Dark.
Yeah. But loved it.
That represented my mindset at that time, yeah. For sure.
I just remember always postmating IHOP there.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Was it IHOP or Denny's?
Oh my God, it was Denny's.
It was Denny's.
Why did I always order Denny's?
Because Denny's was, like, the only thing available in the late night in that vicinity.
It was always ordering pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of options. Yeah.
Holy shit.
But isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
That made my entire day. So we're going to hang out with her. I'll keep y'all updated.
Please do.
I wonder who she's, like, living with. Is she, like, with her boyfriend? Like, what's going on?
Is she alone? What is the sitch?
Yeah.
Oh, ask.
My God. That'd be cool. Living there alone and then having, like, all Christelle's room. Yeah, Christelle's room being, like, the office or, like, the creative Damn. Room. Yeah.
Shit.
So that was cool. Second thing, I just wanted to say happy birthday to Corey.
Yeah.
Happy freaking birthday, Corey.
Yeah. When I woke up and saw everyone's posts this morning, I was just like,
you have to post that video.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's just, it's so sad.
I know.
It's so hard to wrap my head around. And whenever something tragic like that happens, my mind always goes to, like, one day it's going to be, like, the 1 year anniversary of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, years are so short. I don't know. This is just, like, a personal
yeah.
thing. And now I'm, like, at that 1 year of that tragic incident. And I'm like,
know.
It's so sad. It's I so know. Sad to just, I don't know.
I'm really thinking of his family and his friends, like he and JC and all of them right now. Because, I just can't believe that happened on his birthday.
Yeah.
Like, but, I mean, we just got to celebrate.
Yeah.
And just remember him. He was just, like, the sweetest soul ever.
Yeah.
And I always think about our Reality House moments and our, like, beef that we had.
Oh.
And I just, I love him. I'm just glad that, like, we got to hang out with him after the Reality House so I could, like, actually see
yeah.
him and, like, become friends with him again. So, like, he didn't have that horrible idea of me
yeah.
in the house because I was kind of rude, but not rude, but, like, I don't know. I just didn't get him at
yeah.
that time. But once I got to know him, he was literally the best person ever.
He rocks. And the whole Tana wedding thing, too, that night with him, just I will never forget that night. And he made so much of it just that much more fun.
He made it so much fun, dude.
And running into him at parties was just the fucking best because he was that guy.
He was
that
sweet.
Guy that when you saw him in a crowd, you were like, oh, thank God, I'm going to stick with you for a minute. I just want to talk to you.
You felt, like, calm and
yes.
safe. Like, it's such a safe energy and presence. Oh, my God. RIP, happy birthday, Corey.
Yes.
Miss you.
Sending lots of love to all of his friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get into my birthday party.
We have to. I don't really know where to start.
I mean, I guess we could start with I booked this beach house literally 2 days before my birthday.
Yep.
Because I was stressed. I didn't know what to do. Everyone was hitting me up being like, what are you doing for your birthday? I'm like, I don't fucking know. So I didn't go on Airbnb mm-hmm. because for some reason, I don't know why, but every single time I try to book Airbnbs now, they won't let me go through with the booking because of.
You have to. So they're crazy with, like, LA bookings now. I think what you have to do now is you have to be over I think you have to be over 25 or you have to have at least stayed at two hotels first on Airbnb before you stay in someone's house now. Crazy, so inconvenient, so weird. But yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because of all the parties and all the horrible things that have happened with people's houses in LA through Airbnb.
Yeah, I get that.
Just it's such a random like thing that you have to go through now.
Yeah.
Like two hotels. Who books hotels through Airbnb?
I don't know.
And you have to do that before they're like, okay, you're safe. You treated this hotel room fine. You can stay in this person's house.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it, but
okay.
That's that.
So that explains it then, because I was so confused. So then I was like, okay, what other apps are there? How can I like rent somewhere? So I just went on Google and I typed in beach house rentals. And then I found this one app. It starts with a V.
Verbo.
Verbo.
Oh.
Wait, what?
A VRBO, but VRBO. I didn't know it was like called Verbo.
Verbo.
I say Verbo.
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 Verbo. Verbo.
Right?
I found Verbo and then I clicked on it and then it redirected me to the app. So I guess I already had it. And I was like, wait, what? And then I looked at my past trips and I was like, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. So my past trip on Verbo was my, I think it was my 20th birthday. Yep, it was my 20th birthday. And I also got a beach house. It was right before I moved to California.
Oh.
I was still in Oregon. I wanted to throw a birthday party and a going away party for me. So I had all my Oregon friends go to this beach house at the Oregon coast. And it was like this beautiful beach house. But it was a fucking nightmare.
Oh.
It was a nightmare. I got the worst review of all time. And apparently my sister knew the family who owned the beach house. Like, we left that house trashed. Like, it was so bad because some of my Oregon friends were in their, like, Xanax phase.
Oh, no.
And it was a really bad thing. And so a lot of them took Xanax. I didn't because I was scared of Xanax, and I still am. But, like, a lot of my friends took Xanax at my birthday, and they just got completely belligerent. And one of my friends, dude, he was so zanned out. And he was on top of the stairs.
No, he wasn't.
And he was, I just remember talking to him. And then he was just like, yeah. And then he fell back and he tumbled down the stairs. And then he like, because it was like a.
I'm like, I think Amelia did that.
I can see Amelia doing that.
You fell so many times, bro.
I was also told that I fell.
I think I literally saw you fall. Maybe 10 times.
You fell a few times.
Just a few.
You fell a few times. But yeah, so my friends broke a lot of shit that night, and it was just a horrible experience. They left the worst review ever, and the family that owned that place knew my sister because they went to, that family went to the same high school that my sister went to.
Oh, boy.
And so they sent my sister a really horrible, like, Facebook message about me and, like, all of this shit. I paid all the fines. It's all good. But it was just, like, a terrible experience. So I thought that, like, my Verbo score was super low. And I was like, there's no way that someone's gonna, like, you know, let me book another thing on here. So, but then I found this beach house for this birthday party. So beautiful. It was in Hermosa Beach.
Oh, it was gorgeous. It was huge,
it was
too.
Huge. It was right on the sand, like right on the boardwalk.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It sure was.
And I was looking at this place. I was like, I need this. But there's no way that these people will approve me whatsoever, but I'll just try anyway.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck it. Let's just try it. And so I tried booking it. And then the lady responded back to me and she was like, I can book this out for you, but just let me know. This isn't a party, right? And I was like, no.
I don't think so.
I don't. First she was like, what is this for? Like, what event is this for? And I was like, well, it's like my birthday. My sister's coming into town and I kind of wanted to just like show her, you know, Hermosa Beach.
Specifically Hermosa Beach.
And then the lady was like, okay, so birthday. So is it like a party? And I was like, oh, fuck. Because she didn't like confirm it yet. She was just talking to me first. So I was like, no, it's just going to be like me and my sister and my roommate, we might do like a dinner or something. And then she's like, okay, just want to make sure. And then she confirmed it for me. And I was like, okay, cool. Cool. But I am going to have a get together. I didn't say that, but I was like, but I am going to have a get together. How am I going to pull this off? And so then I invite everybody literally the night before, like literally the night before and the day of.
Good.
And a lot of my friends pulled through. A lot of people pulled through. Literally the day before my birthday when we did the podcast, I just told the people that worked here. I was like, hey, I'm having a little thing tomorrow and all the way in Hermosa Beach if you guys want to come.
See you there.
And they're like, okay, cool. And so the day comes and me and my sister on my birthday. Well, first of all, I pick up my sister from the airport. So excited my sister came. Oh, my God. Ugh. I just knew that my sister being there will give me some structure and yes. some, like, clarity. And I won't feel so chaotic because she, like Amelia said, she has such a calm presence
oh,
to her.
Yeah.
And I always get so anxious on my birthday.
You do. I don't get it.
I get so much anxiety on my birthday because it's just, like, so much attention. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like, my sister being here, this was the first year where I felt just calm and excited to celebrate myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm also just, like, accepting myself anyway as a person and, mm-hmm. like, you know, just finally feeling comfortable in who I am. So I'm just like, yeah, let's celebrate me.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Fuck
I'm
yeah.
not depressed this year. That's
We're
a huge
party.
Step. Yeah, let's party. Yeah, and so me, oh my God, first of all, I'm an extra. I rented a convertible.
Of course.
For no reason. Because I'm like, let's just celebrate myself. Let's rent a convertible. Why not? It's my birthday. Rent a convertible. And it was so great. I picked up my sister in the convertible. Did you hear that?
No.
Did you hear that?
No, I just laughed at your jaw dropping.
I did not hear anything.
My stomach was like that was Whoa. The craziest noise ever. Yeah, so we pick up the convertible. I roll up, pick up my sister. I feel so cool.
Hell yeah.
My sister shook. She's like, did you just buy that today?
I was
like,
happy birthday to me.
Yeah, bitch. No, I fucking wish. I'm just manifesting. I noticed that every year on my birthday, I just try to manifest. I get a beach house and a convertible so I can, like, you know,
hey,
train my brain.
You'll probably end up having both of those then.
Exactly. And then we go home, get ready. I'm like, okay, so the theme is beach sluts.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have that much like slutty attire. Mm-hmm. I'm like finally trying to embrace my body these days and like, you know.
Oh, I want to talk about your story from yesterday. Oh, guys, I have to hype Sarah up for 2 seconds here. You posted the hottest video on your story yesterday. My jaw dropped because so random. So not normally
so
you.
So weird.
And you were in a dress,
I
like
loved it.
A top and like a skirt. And you just looked so hot and you were just vibing out in your room. And I was like, that's my girl. Hot. Oh my God.
Hot.
Oh. I was like, you're so sexy. I'm so glad you're embracing it, bitch. So happy for you.
Thank you.
The confidence
so
is everything. Had to get that off my chest.
That was like my first like thirst trap? Not a thirst trap.
Can we
trap.
Have another one tonight? Like
I'm down.
What else you got?
Like, it's Mother's Day. I'm wearing a dress. I just, like, I have so many cute dresses like that from the wedding that I went to last summer.
Oh.
It was, like, my best friend's wedding last summer, or, like, my childhood best friend's wedding, and I was going to see everyone that I knew from high school, so I was like, I gotta, like, wear the cutest fucking thing. So I ordered like 20 dresses online. And so I just have so many in my closet. And on Mother's Day, I was like, yeah, this is cute.
Yes.
And oh my God, the amount of like replies I got. And you know, okay, can you believe this out?
Oh my God.
All he said was, looking good.
Like, what?
I was
so
like,
amazing.
You're like, oh, yeah, not the Debbie Ryan face again.
Thanks. Let's fuck. I'm kidding.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like, can
God.
We? Okay. Yeah, it was cool.
I think it'll happen, but like,
whatever. Okay, anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
So I was like looking in my closet. I saw all these dresses from that I've had, and I was like, oh, this one's cute. So I'm wearing a dress. And I literally go up to my sister. I was like, is this slutty enough? And she was like, it's like church slutty. So I'm wearing my church slut outfit. Wasn't necessarily beach slut, but you know, tried my best.
Trying to follow your own theme of the night.
I know. I text everyone. I'm like, hey, so it's actually gonna be church slut tonight, not beach slut. And then we all get in the convertible and we're picking up Caitlin.
Oh yeah.
And when I told Caitlin the theme was beach slut, I just knew she would pull through.
Oh.
I just knew you would pull through.
Bitch, I had to. That is my attire.
Oh, my God.
Like, do you know how many, like, my closet is large, okay? Mm-hmm. I've got a nice big closet. I think that I have to start buying additional racks to put in my garage because I have bought so many dresses the past few months because I'm just ready to go.
You're ready
I'm
to
ready
rumble.
To fucking go. I'm ready to party. I'm ready to shake my ass all over the world.
All over the world. Like,
I'm ready to go. So, yes, I do have the slutty beach attire outfit ready to go.
And that is like your brand anyway.
Exactly. So I was like, oh my God, Sarah, thank you so much for doing this for me on your birthday.
For giving me this opportunity.
Like, to you shine. Are so nice.
When I saw you come out of your house, girl, I was telling Rachel, because Rachel and you have never met.
Yeah.
And I was like, I cannot wait to see what Caitlin is wearing. And we were just anticipating you coming out. And oh when we saw God. You, we were, I gasped. I was like, and you had a present for me. And it was like a princess present.
Disney princess bag.
It was, my heart.
I come out in my slutty beach wear with my princess bag. Hey, y'all.
With like your sunglasses. You look so cool. And my sister was like, what a great way to meet Caitlin for the first time. Like, this is perfect.
All black outfit, neon pink princess bag in hand, ready to party.
Can you explain what your outfit was?
Oh, of course. I was wearing this just completely sheer see-through dress that I think I got from Pretty Little Thing last April, because I was like, I'm gonna be at the beach next month, next May for sure, so I'm gonna start getting like really hot outfits. Haven't worn it for the past year. It's been sitting in my closet collecting dust.
Yes.
And it's just like sheer, and then when it gets to like my hips, it has a cutout.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's these like strings going from like one end to the back where like the butt is. I'll put in some pictures.
Yes.
But yeah, so my ass was like pretty much out.
Her ass was out.
My ass was out.
It was incredible.
It was fucking incredible. And I just had on like a push-up black bathing suit top and then high-waisted black bottoms. And I was just ready to go. My ass was out. I was ready to shake it.
Oh my God. It looked like we were going to Vegas. We were going to like a Vegas pool party.
Because
it looked like a swimsuit because there was like a sheer thing
like,
over it, kind of.
It is a swim cover-up. So
yeah.
That's the section it was under.
God, it was so amazing.
Thank you so much.
And we hop into the convertible.
I meet your sister.
How was that? Like, was that so weird?
I was so nervous. I don't remember the last time I was ever nervous to just like meet someone.
Really?
Yes. I was fucking so goddamn nervous because I was like, if your sister doesn't like me, like, we've got some issues, you know?
Oh,
like,
my
your
gosh.
Sister had to like me or
aww.
Else. And I was just, like, so shocked by the end of her whole birthday with how much she liked me. Like, I guess Rachel loves me, so that was just amazing.
She absolutely adored you. I overheard her telling Christelle the next morning. She was like, Caitlin is the cutest human I have ever met in my life. And I heard that, and I was like, wow, that means so much to me.
And that means so much to me. But so the outcome was great. But in the moment when I was first meeting her, I like had this vision of her in my head, but it did not match up at all
what
to
did
who
you...
she was. Because the way that you paint her is that you guys are like the exact same person. So I was honestly expecting you 2.0, like completely the same. But she is just like so motherly, and
yes.
I get why you like why having her made you so much more calm on your birthday, because she is a literal mother.
Yes.
Like, if you told me that she had kids, I'd believe you, because she just has the motherly presence.
Yes.
And she's a therapist and everything, so she just has that very gentle energy, and I'm like, oh my God, like, you're so warm and fuzzy, like, I love you. But then she has the same ridiculous and random humor as you that will just like come out. And I'm like, oh my God, okay, there is two of you. Holy shit. Yeah. But then other 50% of the time, she's just so like older and motherly.
Just more mature. Like I said.
Yes.
It's like, you're right on that. It's like me, but more mature and motherly.
Yes.
And just like, because, like, she's a very type A person, and I'm very type B. Okay. You know what that means?
Nope.
Like, type A is kind of more, like, structured, organized, you know, has her shit together, like, very clear on what she needs to do and gets it done and doesn't, like, procrastinate. She's super type A in that way.
Okay.
I'm more type B where I'm more, like, creative.
Artsy.
I take my time. You know, I'm more, like, imaginative. Mm-hmm. And I just, I'm kind of in my own little world.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'll do it. But right now, I'm like painting a picture in my head about
butterflies.
Yeah. I'm like more in the clouds.
Yeah. Completely.
But she's more like, Sarah.
Hey.
Come back down.
Let's go.
Let's go. So, yeah. But I was telling people, I was like, it's going to be so trippy because, like, that's exactly the exact energy of what she is. But then, like you said, when you really get to know her and she, like, really, like, feels comfortable, she's just the funniest fucking person.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. And she's so smart. And, like, she says little things under her breath that you have to, like, really listen for. And it's just the funniest shit ever. Oh. Like, she's not, like, loud with her humor, kind of like I am. Yeah. I'm, like, very loud.
Yeah.
And she's more, like, the subtle humor, but she's so funny.
The little jabs. I'm like, yes.
You know what she told me?
Oh, God. What?
She told me that my mom's dog is, like, terrified of me. Because in my house in Oregon, like, my family's very, like, calm and soft and, like, not loud. And then when I come home, I'm so loud and, like, annoying. And, like, Charlie, my mom's dog, is so hyper aware of, like, if someone's yelling at my mom, like, he gets really defensive over my mom and scared.
Oh my God.
And so I think that, like, in the past, every time I've, like, yelled at my mom or gotten arguments with my mom, he, like, associates me with, like, yelling at my mom. Even when I'm just excited and, like, yelling passionately, he thinks that I'm yelling at my mom. And when my mom picked me up from the airport when I got into Oregon, we stopped at the supermarket really quick, and it was just me and Charlie alone in the car, dude. And he started, like, freaking out when he was alone with me in the car.
Sarah.
And I was like, he was going, like, and he was, like, looking around for my mom, and I was sitting there, I was like, Charlie. And then I was, like, trying to pet him, and he was just freaking out. And then my mom comes back in, and we get home, and then my mom told my sister, who told me, that he threw up. He threw up because he was so anxious to be alone in a car with me, dude. I was like, that is like my worst social anxiety nightmare, that someone wants to throw up when they're alone with me.
I'm like, and then actually goes and does it.
Like, my mom, like, she told my sister that she, like, when we went back home and I got out of the car, my mom went in the back seat to get Charlie. There's barf. I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God, I need to fucking relax around my dog because
he's growing, like, up now.
You know, like, dogs are super sensitive to sound. Like, they can hear everything.
Yeah.
So, like, when I'm even, like, slightly loud, it's amplified times 10. So I'm like, okay, I gotta be more, like, gentle around Charlie.
Oh my God.
But yeah. So anyway, that's like,
that sucks.
Yeah, I know. So. My mom's dog hates me. That's nice.
Happy birthday to me.
Middle child problems.
Oh my God.
So yeah, you met my sister.
So
that was
great. I met your sister. None of us threw up being around each other, so that was great.
I'm glad that none of my actual human friends have never thrown up around me.
Well, there's something I haven't told you.
Okay. You just barf right now. Nice.
Just kidding.
God damn it, dude. That, like, ruined my day.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
My mom didn't even want to tell me that. She didn't tell me that my sister had to tell me that.
And your mom tells you everything, too. So that's so funny that she, like, really tried to keep that from you.
Yeah. That's all right. I'll work on that.
So anyways, you and your sister are different.
Yeah. So we're completely different, but in good ways.
Yes.
We balance each other out.
You sure do. So.
So we get to the beach house.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say it was, like, a good hour?
It was over an hour. It was like an hour and a half car ride because was we like left at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because for me, it was like 40, but I left at like
9 well, I was PM. Next to Christelle in the front seat and I was looking at the maps. It said an hour and a half. So I was like, all right.
Okay.
Yep. So after that car ride.
Yeah. So we pull up to the beach house. And oh, mind you, the lady, the owner of the house, made it so clear all day that she needed to meet up with me in person at the beach house. And she was so adamant about that. She was like, let me know when you're 5 minutes away, please. Like, I need to check you guys in. Mm-hmm. And we were like, that's kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
Because didn't you say that, like, doesn't
happen? We were stopping at the grocery store right before we pulled up. And you were like, oh, like, the lady's calling me. Like, we have to go check in with her. And I was like, wait, we have to meet someone physically? Because that's, like, not a thing anymore, especially with COVID the past year. You never check in physically with someone anymore. And I was like, bro, concerning. Did you look at any of the rules of the Airbnb? Is there cameras? Is there anything? And you were like, nope, didn't check for that. And I was like, oh my God, Sarah, this could go so badly right now.
I was like, since when is there cameras?
Most, like 9 times out of 10. Like, there's so many Airbnbs I always like wanted to book in the past, but then I wouldn't be able to because there are just so many cameras everywhere because of all the parties that people like me would throw at Airbnbs. So we check that.
Legal to have cameras in the house?
You have to say it in the listing, though. So I was like, Sarah, can you just take a nice, good look and see if that there's cameras? Because you're going to tell the lady that we're not having a party.
It's a little dinner.
Then we looked through the rules, and it straight up said parties are allowed.
Events, parties are allowed.
So
we were like, okay.
And there's no cameras.
And there's no cameras, but we were like, are these the old rules? Because there's COVID shit now. Yeah. So we were still kind of like, what the fuck? And so we get to the place and we park. And then I text the lady. I was like, hey, we're out front. And I was so nervous because she called me. And she was like, hey, I'm like walking over there. And she had like this really intense presence to her over the phone. And I was like, fuck. And then she was like, she comes up to us and she's like this chill 40, 50-year-old beach woman.
I wanted her to be like my aunt out here. I was like, I have no family in LA. Can you please be my aunt? I love you already.
Yeah. Remember what she was like? She was like, so how many cars are going to be here?
Yeah.
And me and you were like,
three.
Maybe like two more. And she was like, okay, I don't care if there's going to be more. Just like, tell me, are you like having more people? Are you having a party? I'm just asking so that we could figure out the parking situation because there's no parking.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, well, we're going to have like a...
four cars?
Maybe four or five.
Six.
Yeah.
If things are crazy.
And then she straight up was like, are you having a party?
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, it's not going to be a huge thing. Everyone's going to be vaccinated, obviously. Maybe at the most 15 people.
Yeah.
And then she was like, okay, I don't care if you have a party. I want you to have a good birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys are young. Have fun.
Have fun.
Go crazy. This house is great. And we were like,
oh, we're like, oh,
cool.
And she was like, I just need to know because four cars can park here. And then I got another building over there with a parking lot. So I just need to tell y'all how to get to that parking lot.
I don't even know if you know about all that.
I don't. Wait. Okay, let's get there.
We'll get there. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I can't wait to hear this. So then basically we're like, okay, dope. She takes us inside. She wants to show us around. It's so cute, but so creepy at the same time.
So dark
inside, and there were very creepy paintings of white people everywhere. Her ancestors who lived in the house because it was built in like 1930. You didn't notice that?
Bro, every goddamn room.
It was like the creepiest paintings of these white people everywhere, just like smiling. And they were all her ancestors from like the 1930s, 40s and shit. And just all over the house, all these creepy, like, black and white pictures, which is, like, fine because it's, like, a family home. But it was just a little alarming because there was no light. And there's maybe just, like, one single light in each room. So it was still kind of, like, dark.
There was no overhead lights in any room. It was all lamps and, like, maybe an overhead light, like, one on each floor,
yes,
but never in each room. And there was a million fucking rooms. So it was dark as hell.
Very dark in there. And mind you, we got there when the sun was setting.
Mm-hmm.
So it was getting even darker and creepier. But she was being really nice. She was like, yeah, this is my great-great-grandpa. This is my great-great-grandma. And we were like, oh, cool. But they're everywhere.
Nice meeting you guys. Yeah. Yeah. Glad they're going to be here for the party.
Yeah. Glad they can make it. Thank you, guys.
We can feel their presence in this house.
Great.
Glad to know their names. And then, yeah, then she left. She was super fucking nice. And then She was like, if you need me, I live right down the street. Feel free to call if you need anything. Oh, and then she's like, there's a fire pit out here. If you need my son to come by.
He might light it for you.
And we're like, son?
Your son can light our fire.
Exactly.
He can come on down.
Exactly. He can come party. I don't even know if he came. She said that he was going to come, though.
Yeah.
We missed
Unclear.
Him. Unclear.
Don't ask me.
I don't even know
if I was there at that point.
I honestly, yeah. Yeah, you weren't.
No one's home. Lights out.
No one's home.
We'll get there. Yeah.
And yeah, and then Melissa and Joe showed up first. They came at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe told me when I invited him, he was like, I can only stay for a few hours because I work at 9 a.m. and I'm not going to get drunk. So I just wanted to like stop by and just, you know, say happy birthday. And I was like, oh, Joe, that's so nice. Immediately he starts taking shots.
Literally walks in with a bottle of Pink Whitney and was like, I shouldn't be drinking, but I'm going to. And we're like, all right.
He's like, I'll take a couple shots. I'll sober up and drive home. Didn't happen.
Nope.
He was having so much fun. And then, it was Melissa, Joe, and then Raffy came maybe like 30 minutes later.
Yep.
And we were all just, we were trying to figure out how to work the speaker for so fucking long.
Yeah, that took a while.
But then we got that shit to work. And then where do we go from here?
I don't even fucking know, dude. All I remember is that we were picking out our rooms to sleep in and everything. This is important information for later.
Okay.
So me and Christelle were going to sleep in one room together on this king bed. And then on the other side of the room, there was like a pullout couch. So that was my room. So I just remember putting my stuff down, being like, all right, let's go get fucked up.
Yeah.
My ass is out. Let's go.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, everyone put their shit down. We just went downstairs. We just started to drink.
Yep.
It was 8 o'clock, I think.
It was 8.
And I don't even know.
And then we were tripping because we got drunk so quickly because we forgot to order dinner. So we didn't
eat ever.
We didn't eat dinner. We were planning on eating dinner.
That makes so much more sense now.
Yeah.
That makes so much. Because by the time I got there, I mean, I was maybe there like an hour or two after that. And everyone was like, it was like a sea of just like drunk toddlers.
We got drunk so quick.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like we were drunk for hours because we were like, where the fuck is the Notorious people? It's like midnight. It's only 9.
It was like 9:30. I'm like texting everyone, is anyone coming tonight?
And they're like, we're on our way. And we're like, what the fuck?
Like, y'all are not coming. We don't believe it. We're hammered at 9:30. Like, what the fuck?
And it's only been an hour since we started drinking. And we were so drunk being like, where the fuck is everybody? And then they all showed up at like 9:30, which is literally an hour after we started drinking. And we were like, finally, you guys are here. What the fuck? And they're like, it's 9.
Yeah.
It's midnight. And then I think, did y'all show up and y'all were already drunk?
Because I was in the kitchen and I was clicking someone's story. And it was you in the car in the front seat dancing.
Yep.
Clearly already drunk. And then as I was holding my phone, watching that video of you, you walked through the door and I was like, yes!
Oh, I was so happy when they showed up.
It was amazing.
It was just so nice that y'all even came because it was so far and I was like, I don't even know. Like, it was so last minute. So that was awesome to see you guys just pull through. And just like that energy was so needed too.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so great.
I don't really know where to go from here.
Okay, I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank God.
So, we're talking to Raffy, and then somehow we were talking about, because she's Bryce Hall's assistant,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about, like, you know, that for a little bit, and then I was like, is Noah Beck, like, a sweet kid? Because, like, I really appreciate Noah Beck only because he played soccer for Portland, and that's Portland, Oregon, yep. You know, and soccer.
Like, your two favorite things.
Best of both worlds. So I feel, like, connected to him, but not in a creepy way. I just want the best for him. I think he's sweet, and I want him to pursue soccer again. I think that he didn't ask for this, and I think he's just trying to navigate it, and I think it's really hard for him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was telling Raffi that, and then she's like, do you want me to call him? And I was like, no. No. Like,
why not?
Because, like, what? It's just like, what the fuck do I say? No.
We just wanted, like, a little birthday cameo for you. So me and Raffi go upstairs to the rooftop of this house, which was absolutely gorgeous. And Raffi and I, like, never get to drink together. So we were so happy that we were drinking together.
Aww.
So we were up on the rooftop just cherishing each other's presence. Mm. And then I'm sitting there and we're about to start taking pictures of each other. I'm so mad I didn't get any fucking pictures that night. So mad because Mr. Beck interrupted my moment, and all of a sudden she's like, Noah's calling me. And I'm like, oh, for the love of God. So me and her are sprinting down these two sets of, like, spiral stairs trying to get to Sarah. And then me and her both have footage of, like, just Sarah and Noah on FaceTime with each other. And it was the most ridiculous situation I've ever witnessed in my life.
It would have been one thing if it was just, like, a video of him being like, happy birthday, Sarah.
Which he also sent.
Yeah, but it was a FaceTime call. Like,
no, but, like, I need to make that clear. He sent a cameo video type thing being like, happy birthday, Sarah, and then FaceTime. You got both.
I got both. But it was just so
spoiled.
It was so overwhelming because, like, I get... It wasn't, like, social anxiety, but it was just, like, anxiety because I'm, like... I don't know what to say
yeah.
To Noah Beck. And he's like on FaceTime. It's like.
Yeah, no, such a weird situation. But there you were in that situation.
First of all, I was running around the house. Y'all were chasing me with Noah Beck on FaceTime. I'm running out the house.
I have a video of that too.
I am right. Because I'm like, get that away from me. I don't know what the fuck to say. I'm so drunk right now. Like, I don't want to say anything dumb.
Oh, and did. And it was incredible.
Lo and behold, y'all trap me in the corner. Shove Noah Beck's face in my face. And I'm like, hey, Noah Beck. I want to say I'm from Portland. I'm not even from Portland. It's just like a city in Oregon that I used to go to. I'm like, I'm from Portland. And I just like really respect that you played soccer for them. I love soccer. I played soccer my whole life. And like, I just really feel connected to you. And I just really want to play soccer with you sometime. And then he was like, what? And then I was like, well, fuck. I mean, not in a weird way. Like, I want to play soccer with you platonically.
And I fucking lost it. She literally told Noah Beck, I want to play soccer with you platonically, as if soccer is sexual in any way, shape, or form. Well,
just like, I got so nervous because the way he looked at me. Because it seemed like I was like, let's play soccer sometime. And I didn't want Dixie to fucking kill me. Let's kick the ball around on the field.
Me and you?
Yeah, let's do it. One on one.
You'd be the goalie. Literally, like, 50 feet apart. Like, you couldn't even, like, actually make eye contact with him, I don't think, if you were playing soccer with him.
No, you can't. I don't know. I just didn't want Dixie to, like, feel weird about that. If she was, like, in the room with him, you know?
Yeah. No, you were on the right track, but
platonically?
The sentence, I want to play soccer with you platonically, is just out of context. So incredible.
And immediately when I said that, I was like, what the fuck? This is why I didn't want to be on FaceTime with Noah Beck.
Just say.
So I ran away. After I said that, I didn't even say bye. I said it, ran. And I'm like, what? And I ran into the kitchen and I was like kneeling on my knees, face down on the floor, like, what the fuck was that? And then I heard y'all and y'all were like, where's Sarah? Where's Sarah? Oh my God. And then y'all find me in the kitchen, face down on the floor, just like going over everything that I just said. And I'm like, oh my God, that was the weirdest interaction that I've ever had with anybody in my entire life. And then, yeah. And then after that, y'all showed me the actual cameo, which I would have appreciated more. And it was just him having no idea who I was.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, it's Noah. Happy birthday. Bye. Like, okay. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So that was interesting.
That was more than interesting. I can't wait to edit that fucking footage. Holy shit. I haven't even watched it yet since that night, but.
Oh, God. Oh. And Raffi was so confused why I was freaking out so much. I'm like, bitch, it's called anxiety. Like, I don't. I'm like, you know the kid. I don't fucking. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was that.
And he's like 19. It's like nothing weird. Whatever. Wanted to make that clear.
God.
And then y'all were making a joke like, should we get Lil Huddy on FaceTime? I'm like, that's hilarious.
I wish we did. I don't know why we didn't.
I'm like, I would have thrown the phone out the window or smashed it on my knees.
I really
punched a hole through the screen. I would have not been okay.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that was a lot. And I was so hammered at that point. I was like, oh my God. And I think that was before the Notorious people came.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't remember any cameras being out or any calls being made.
Yeah.
What do you remember? That's the real question.
Yeah, I would like to know your experience.
All I remember is that I was in the bathroom with Caitlin for like, it felt like an hour and a half, but it was probably 20. She was telling me so many things, and I was like being listening.
Oh, I was God, being I listening.
Do you remember that?
What were you?
You were telling me so many things, and I don't remember what they were.
Yep,
so,
me either. I just remember being like, we have to have a heart to heart. I could not fucking tell you what I told you, and I don't want to know. I literally don't want to know.
I think we really connected, and we'll never know what about.
Y'all feel bonded.
Yeah.
But you're not sure why. Unknown.
And then I really remember, like, awaking in a day bed, and you were, like, picking up trash with your sister, and you were like, girly, go to bed. And yeah. I was like, okay.
Is that all you remember?
And that is all I remember from that night.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for sharing, Amelia. Before we continue talking about Sarah's extravagant birthday party, we want to take a second to thank the sponsors of today's episode of Cheers, Brother, starting with Mint Mobile.
Yeah.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless services starting at just $15 a month, I thought, what's the catch? But after speaking with them and using their service, it all made sense. There isn't one. Great news. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. By cutting out retail stores, there's no crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you in the form of mystery fees. Instead, Mint just passes on sweet savings directly to you.
That's right, Caitlin. And for people looking for extra savings, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month.
Wow.
15.
Woo!
All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee.
Thank God.
Thank God.
To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/cheers. That's mintmobile.com/cheers. Once again, y'all can cut your wireless bill down to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/cheers.
Thank you, Mint Mobile.
We love you. And we also want to thank Honey for sponsoring this episode as well. Y'all already know
we
love Honey.
Yes, Honey.
So much. Because we all shop online.
Yeah, we do.
But we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. A blast from the past, if you will. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery.
Wow. Yes. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites.
Okay, I'm imagining that.
Right? Imagine it.
Okay.
When you check out, the Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons.
Ooh.
Wait a few seconds, though.
Okay.
As Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site.
I'm waiting.
If Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop right in front of you.
As it does.
does and as it should.
No, but God bless Honey, honestly, because guess what I did last week?
What'd you do?
I spent a lot of money on another shopping fashion website.
Beach attire.
I had to buy the slutty beach outfit for your birthday
party.
I saved over $200, dude.
Damn.
My cart was pretty hefty, had a lot of stuff in it. But
hefty
saving
girl.
$200 is obviously music to my ears. Music. Thank you, Honey, for that.
Honey has found its over 17 million members over $2 billion in savings.
So if you don't already have Honey, you are straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never recommend something that I don't use. And so that is why you should get Honey for free right now at joinhoney.com/cheersbro.
Woo!
That's Honey. That's joinhoney.com/cheersbro. Thank you, Honey.
Thank you, my honey.
I love to save money.
I love to save money with Honey. Why isn't that their slogan?
It should be, Honey.
I love to save money with Honey. Honey. I remember at one point, Amelia got so passionate about something. You, like, did not like this person that we were talking about.
I don't even know how it started.
I don't, like, either.
I just remember Amelia started getting, like, louder and louder, and Katie was trying to, like, take her out, and she was just like, no, and another thing.
And another thing.
Just, like, kept going off, and then, like, I, like, look back, and Amelia has Sarah, like, pinned to the ground. And Katie's looking at me like, I'm so sorry, but I, like, couldn't breathe.
I was crying, laughing because I was blacked out, and I woke up out of my blackout, and I'm pinned on the floor, and Amelia is on top of me, straddling me, like, in my face, being like, oh yeah, and another thing.
The best part is that you didn't know what it was. Like, later I told you, I was like, when Amelia was screaming about, like, blah, 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 and you were like, oh, that's what it was about. So, like, I'm picturing drunk you, not even knowing what Amelia is saying.
I just
like being pinned to the ground, like someone yelling at
me. I'm hearing Amelia yell at me, and I'm pinned to the floor. And I am laughing so hard because I've never seen her so passionate.
Yeah, the general public needs to know that Amelia is a very quiet, sweet gal.
Sweet soul.
And she's just pinning Sarah to the ground, screaming on the top of
her. It was a side to her that I've never seen before, and I think that's why I was fucking crying laughing, because I never would guess that she would ever we would ever be in a circumstance where I'd be pinned to the floor, straddled by her, yelling at me about someone that I don't even know. I don't even know this person, and she's just she needs to get it off her chest and I was like, yes girl, like, yes,
yo,
queen.
let it out.
I was fucking crying,
Katie
laughing.
Was trying to, like, apologize, but you were like, it's fine.
I'm like, I love it. I love this. This is hilarious. I'm like, keep going. What else? And another thing.
This is your moment.
I wanted to record it, but I was like, I didn't want to, like, it was just, like, so funny that I was like, I don't know if you'll want to see this tomorrow. But it was so good.
It was just the funniest fucking thing ever. And that's why I said, like, that energy that was there was just hysterical and amazing. Like, that's what I needed on my birthday.
Oh my god, it was the best fucking vibes, to the point where I blacked out as well.
You were having so much fun.
I had the time of my life. I have not had fun while drunk in I can't even tell you how long. So Sarah's birthday was just my night to be like, okay, I'm gonna unleash this demon that has been like in a crate,
yes,
for like the past 6 months. We're just going to set her free.
This is like your old self coming back. Like,
yes.
Rebirth.
2019 drunk me is coming back, and she has some shit that she needs to do.
And say.
And she did it fucking all. Oh my god. I want to start with Jenna getting to the party. And I remember.
What time did you come?
Okay. I think I got there at like 10:30. But I called Caitlin because I was like, it's Sarah's birthday. She's going to be really drunk. Like, she's not going to want to come get me. Like, I don't know where to park, you know?
I'm surprised you had your phone on you.
So, yeah, I called Caitlin. No, yep. She answered right away. And, like, the thing
I'm
is,
the queen
I
of answering
really
my phone.
Tell, like, when you're drunk, you're very, like, I can't tell if you were like, yeah, I'm hammered. But, like, your face was, like, dead serious, where I was like, what? So, yeah, I called Caitlin, and she's like, oh, yeah, you have to, like, find this parking lot, trying to explain that extra parking lot you were talking about.
she ends up being like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to get in your car. So she gets in the back seat of my car, and I'm like just driving around the premise of that Airbnb for maybe 20 minutes.
No way.
Like, yeah. For so long, because she just kept like not knowing actually which like building was her church.
So, okay, to get to the extra parking lot, it was like down a few streets, but you could see where the house was that we could park at. But to get to it, you had to go on a goddamn field trip.
Yes.
So trying to just like, we turned the corner to get onto the street. And then I was like, okay, now facing a situation where I actually don't know what left
like,
turn
I'll just
to
run
make.
Over there and look. And I'm like, you are half naked and I don't know where, like, no, get in the car where
your
it's
top is
insane.
Off.
Like, please. I'm pretty sure you were like barefoot too. And you're like, I'll just
I'm
run
sure
and check
I was.
If that's the correct alley you should park in. And I'm like, No, no need for that.
Oh my God.
And I think I brought you to the wrong parking lot at first.
It took a while.
Okay.
We did get there though.
Yes. Eventually I was like, hold on, did I get out of the car? I feel like I had to at one point to be like,
you
I
did
just
at one point, and then
I had to
find
make
you
sure
for a while, and then you and you then you got back
her?
In. Yeah, you were like, oh, I'm just gonna go look right here, and I had complete visual, but then you turned a corner.
Oh no!
But I could still hear you.
You were talking to myself.
You were talking.
Well, I think it's gonna be right here, but
according to my calculation,
I literally heard you just being like, is this it? Like whatever. I don't know.
This can't be right.
And then you called Raffi. She came out and she I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I called her back up. I was like, Raffi, you got to do me a favor. I need you to go stand in the front of the house. And if you can see me, then that means I'm at the right place.
And
if you can't
like,
see me.
Stand out here for a little bit. Like, same thing. I was like, maybe you shouldn't just stand out by yourself for a little bit.
Walkie talkies. Okay, Raffi.
Yeah,
Roger.
And then as soon as we parked and we walked in, I didn't see Caitlin for like an hour. Like, when I walked in, this is like what I've been describing to people as like that night is like I walked in and it was like your sister and like Christelle and like just like maybe a group of four people like sitting eating chips having like a deep talk
at the table.
Yes, like right when I walk in. So I was like, interesting. So Kevin's super drunk, but they're all just like vibing. Where's Sarah? Like whatever. And then I make my way to the kitchen. And that's like the notorious people and Sarah and everyone. And they're just throwing shots, like shaking their ass. And I'm like,
shaking
different vibes. Okay. Like, it was just very interesting. Didn't know where Caitlin went for like at least an hour.
There.
And then you came back down. I don't know.
Where
that might have been
you?
When you were on the roof. I don't know.
By
the
yourself?
Video of me. The video of me. I just remembered it. In my room when I spilled the drink?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That wasn't then.
That wasn't then?
But where were you?
I was going to say maybe that video adds up to it. This video because can't see the goddamn light of day. But
you're just in a room with a drink.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I could not tell you. My mind completely went blank right after talking to Amelia.
We were talking about this before, a period of night where Caitlin was not saying anything other than live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love.
And she would like also answer questions, but be like, yeah, live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh,
like,
love.
No, live, laugh, love. Like, would just add it on to everything. And it was just an interesting point in the night. It didn't last very long.
Yeah.
Hey, Caitlin, where's the tequila?
Live, laugh, love. Love.
Yeah, I do that when I'm beyond blacked out. There's just no one home anymore in my head. So I'm like, I'm just going to like say whatever I want. I do like this weird, like, I just kind of sit there and I'm like, huh, yeah,
whatever,
yeah, man,
just live going with love. The flow.
Like, I don't know, I just shut off, but I'm still on.
It's like your response to being like, I don't know, so I'm just gonna live, laugh, love, and that's just your same equivalent to I'm not sure where that is.
I can't have a conversation with you, but what I do know
is live,
laugh, love.
You gotta live, you gotta laugh, and you gotta love. And the fact that that's your main core thing to
all
say,
blacked out,
that's
so wholesome.
That's really cute.
What appropriate energy for the night. I'm telling you guys, I was having a great ass time.
I haven't seen you in such a good mood like that, like consistently.
Yep.
In so long.
Oh, it was amazing.
You were having just the best time all night.
I know. And then when I woke up the next morning, I was like, oh, I wonder what I did. And I was like, I could have thrown a fit. I could have started a fight. God only knows.
Could have started a fire.
I could have burnt the house down. Am I in a pile of ashes? I don't fucking know. But then I found out that I just kept an incredible energy all night.
All
I was
night.
Like, yes.
You did fall asleep on the beach.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to talk about that.
So before we get into that, the beach was right there. We were right on the sand. And everyone, so our goal for the night was at some point when we were drunk enough We were all going to run to the ocean.
So smart,
and
guys.
Dip in the ocean. But Rachel said that she would, like, watch us.
Yes.
And make sure that we were okay. But we all just wanted to, like, run into the ocean, maybe take our clothes off.
We wanted to get drunk enough to the point where we didn't know how cold the water actually was.
Exactly. And also, mind you, it was fucking freezing outside anyway.
Yes,
we
it
didn't
was.
Even know.
Yep.
And so we were all trying to figure out, like, if we were drunk enough to go to the ocean yet.
Don't remember any of this.
My friend Melissa just all night wanted to go to the ocean,
all
but
night.
I wasn't.
Once every 20 minutes.
Once every 21. Sarah, are you ready yet? I'm like, I'm not drunk enough to do that yet. And she's like, well, take a shot because I want to fucking go.
Let's move on.
Her eyelashes are, like, off. And her, like, oh, her, God. Like, sunglasses are crooked. And she just kept coming up to me being like, are you ready yet? And I'm like, no, Melissa, give me a second. And then Caitlin just decides to say, you know what? Fuck it. If no one's going to the ocean, I'm going to make my mark.
I don't remember any of this, okay? I had no clue about any of this. I'd like to tell you how I woke up. I woke up with sand in every crevice of my body.
And hole.
And literally every hole. Every goddamn hole that you can think of, there was sand. And so I eventually found out that... I'm going to show a picture. I'm going to blur my face because I look fucked up. But so here's the curb, okay? Separating the house from the sand. I placed myself right off the curb on the first, like, square centimeter of sand I could get on, and I went to bed. I went to bed on the beach, and everyone said they tried to get me up, and I would not get up.
So what isn't it where she was, like, running towards the ocean and she had to hop over that wall?
Okay, did so I think there were two different times that you tried to go to the beach.
Okay, makes sense.
Because the first time, shocking. I think you did actually, like, get to, because the time that you were asleep and, like, across. So basically, there's, like, right outside the house, like, you know, you go out the side doors and there's, like, a patio with, like, mm-hmm. chairs and stuff. And we were sitting out there. Caitlin was sitting out there fully, you know, just vibing. Live, laugh, love.
Yeah, live, laugh, love, guys.
And then she was like, guys, I'm going to go to the beach. And we were like, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think maybe you're, like, maybe past too drunk to go in the water now. And you're like, I'm going to go to the beach.
Live, laugh, love, baby.
And so, like, fuck? It's just, like, a short little walk. And then there's that little curb. And you just sort of, like, went, just kind of, like, put one leg over and then the other leg and then, like, just disappeared. So, like, we never saw you walk anywhere. We just, like, you were just, like, right over the curb. So then we were like, okay, cool.
And,
we continued
the wall kind
walking.
Of, like, big?
Yeah, it was like a, yeah, like a wall that probably goes up if you were standing, like, to your hips.
Yes.
Maybe. So she just kind of, like, crawled over it and then
didn't see her.
Yeah, and then disappeared. We didn't see her. But I knew, like, the three of us that were sober, that were out there were sober. So we, like, knew that she had just, like, crawled over. We knew she didn't go anywhere. But we had just continued our conversation. Yeah. So we were, like, having this deep talk and whatever. And I was, like, in the middle of saying something. And I just started bursting out laughing. And I was like, sorry, guys. I just realized Caitlin is still right over that wall right there. And so we just go over and peek over. And that's the only video I have on my whole phone is just from that night is just me walking up to Caitlin asleep in the sand.
Just didn't.
And then just got up and said, live, laugh, love, and crawled right back over and went back into the house. And we're like,
you said, I'm so comfortable here.
I really thought I was in Hawaii in that moment. And I was like, no one can take this away from me. Going to go to bed on the beach.
You needed a little power nap. You
so
needed.
I chose the public beach and not the house with a million beds.
You probably, like once you hit the sand and kind of, like, fell, you're like, oh, this is kind of nice.
Yeah.
I'm just,
God,
you know.
I wish there was a video of, like, that moment happening.
I know.
Just me getting to that point and then lying down and then just being like, I'm going to go to
bed. Because, again, that's what I mean is you would never seem that drunk. Like, even when you said you're like, yeah, I'm super drunk. And, like, I would never really see it.
Yeah.
So, like, you weren't acting that drunk, but then you were just gone for 10 minutes because you were asleep on the beach. And I'm like, she is that drunk.
That's the crazy thing about Caitlin is, like, she's blacked out, but it still feels like
yeah,
I'm here.
Fine. But then yeah. The next morning I wake up and I'm like, guys, I don't remember any of that. And that's so bad because, like, I seem like I'm there, but I'm not. And no one has a fucking clue.
No one has a clue. And like, wait, we should talk about when you were in the room.
When so I was in the room.
When, with the drink.
Oh, my God. Bro, what the fuck was
what was that?
I don't know. The next morning we woke up and we checked our camera rolls.
And there's this,
I don't
like,
even remember this.
There's this like 5 minute long video of me with a drink spilt on me. And I was pointing out to Sarah this like damp part of the rug and me being like, I spilt my drink here. I'm going to recreate for you how I spilt this drink.
Wait. So, but first of all, I went upstairs to go to the bathroom. I was just going to the bathroom and then I see you and you were standing in the doorway and you're like, Sarah, I need you to pull your phone out. I was like, what? And you're like, I need you to pull my phone out. I was like, okay. And this is all I remember. I just remember pulling my phone out and being like, what is Caitlin talking about? And you're like, did you push record? I'm like, it's going. And then you're like, I just need everybody to see what I just did. And I was like, what? And you're like, Sarah, just come into the room. And you like have me come into the room and you're like, you just point down. And I was like, the drink? And you're like, yeah, I spilt that on the ground. And I was like, how did you do that, dude?
Just trying to go along with it, like unsure of what point I'm trying to make.
I wasn't sure where you were going with this whatsoever, but all you wanted to do was recreate how you spilt it. And I was just, I was hyping you up. I'm like, yes, bitch, show me content. And then
so
you're like,
ridiculous.
Okay, so the first thing I did, and you took me through a step-by-step routine. It was like literally like a strip routine because you were getting on the floor.
Bro.
You were spreading your legs. You started like shaking your ass. You're like, yeah, so the drink was right here. And then I rolled over this way. And it was like this entire sexy routine for me.
No, I have this issue where when I get drunk, Rafi knows this so clearly now because I've only gotten drunk with her a few times, but I do this every time I get so blacked out. I think I'm J-Lo. It's a huge issue that I have.
Like, actually Jennifer Lopez.
Yes. All I want to do when I get blacked out is play Let's Get Loud and dance to it. So when I saw that video, I saw that drunk part of me that definitely thought she was J-Lo, and I'm doing the moves on the ground that I do when I'm that blacked out, pretending that I'm her.
You like studied her routines,
yep,
on stage.
And I just throw myself on the ground and I just start like throwing my legs around thinking I'm on a stage and that I'm J-Lo.
Girl, you were laying next to the drink, and then you were laying on your back, and then you just all of a sudden spread your legs open.
Bro,
why?
It's like an HD video on her phone of just my fucking vagina out, like recreating how I spilled a drink, just dancing around the drink.
But I was living.
How did you spill a drink with your legs open?
God only knows.
I think that you were just wanting to like be theatrical for the camera, but you really, because I don't think that you alone in that room with no camera. Well, maybe you did. Maybe you did. I don't know.
Oh my God.
But it was the funniest shit I've ever seen.
The video was so bad.
It was so, and you just kept going too.
Oh, that's what I do.
It was a 5 minute long video.
I've got a floor routine down that I'm always ready to do. When I'm fucking blacked out.
Gymnastics floor routine of how you. Yeah,
maybe I gotta rewatch it. It's so bad.
Definitely.
I'm gonna have to check this out.
We need to play it.
Oh my God, it's so fucking ridiculous. And when I saw that video, I was like, it all makes sense why I don't remember anything last night, because I was on my J-Lo level.
And then it was so sweet because after you performed that for me for my birthday.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I accept tips.
You gave me a hug.
So I did. Welcome.
You gave me a hug.
And nice.
I was like, thanks, Caitlin.
Nice.
Thank you for like sharing that with me. That was really hot.
So
dude.
Glad to see my legs.
Were
split
cameras
open.
Like the Airbnb host is watching this. Like I thought they were gonna have a party. And this is just fucking. Weird.
What is this intimate dance going
on? It literally looked like me and you were about to hook up. You were dancing so like it was hot. I was like, yes, bitch. But it was just
I was
alone.
Seducing.
But then just hugging after and being like, thank you. Like just watching that, be like, wonder what that relationship's like
with no music either. It was just you. The only
still drink.
The music was you talking out loud, explaining the situation to me of how you spilled your drink. That was your music. That's the only thing that got you going. It was
Bro,
so
what the
fucking
fuck?
Funny.
What the fuck?
It was so funny.
I was trying to remember what conversation we were having on the roof.
like super late. It was just like you, me, your sister, Christelle.
Oh, Sonia was there.
We were having like deep. Oh, we were talking about like reincarnation, and we were like, what do you think you were in your past life? And we like all went around a circle and like talked about like what we thought we were in past lives and stuff.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's what we were doing when you guys all fell asleep.
Oh,
we were talking about reincarnation, and I was like holding Christelle like a baby in my arms.
You were like, she just loves whales so much.
She was like, I'd be a whale. And I'm like, yeah, she just loves whales. She's like, see my tattoo.
Oh my God.
We were talking about reincarnation for so long. That went on for, we were up there for a while.
We were up there for a really long time. I don't know what else we talked about, but it was all very like,
spiritual,
like deep things.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I can't believe I missed out on that.
And then all I remember for me, so Jenna left, you went home, and then some other people, like notorious people, went home. And then I just remember me being like the last one awake. And then I was like, fuck. And then my sister was like taking me to bed.
Also, and your sister was cleaning when I left.
Oh,
everyone
no.
was either like passed out drunk or we were on the roof. And I come down and she was just like cleaning up everything. Like,
oh my God.
I was like,
she's an angel.
She's perfect.
Because she knew that we had to leave by 11 in the morning the next day. Because like the air or the Verbo lady was so strict about us leaving right at 11. Because that's when the cleaners were coming. So my sister was kind of like stressing on that. Mm-hmm. And so my sister just started cleaning. Oh, and then everybody left, and my sister's still cleaning in the kitchen, and I go into the kitchen to, like, try to help her, and Amelia was passed out in the room next to the kitchen, and we thought that she was, like, out. Like, we tucked her in. We got, like, a blanket on her. We're like, she's just gonna go to sleep here. And then me and my sister are cleaning in the kitchen, and all of a sudden, Amelia just barges open, and she was like, hey, guys.
Aw, cute.
She's like, what are y'all doing? And we're like, oh, we're just cleaning, girl. You could go back to bed. And you're like, oh, my God, I had the best time. And you wanted to, like, talk about the night. But we were, like, almost done cleaning. And, like, we needed to go to bed. And I was like, Amelia, we could sit here and talk for an hour. But, like, I'm going to die. Like, I need to go to bed. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I love you. And you're like, okay, slay. Slay. You're like, slay.
You definitely said slay, too.
And then you were just so cute. You just, like, go back inside. And then you just pass back out of bed. Me and my sister were like, oh, we love her so much. You just wanted to, like, hang. You just woke up, heard people in the kitchen, just wanted to hang.
Slay.
Slay. It was so awesome.
Yes. Slay.
And then the next thing you know, I just remember, like, my sister walking me up to the bed, and I'm laying in bed, and I'm scream crying.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I was, like, screaming, crying. And my sister was, like, holding me. I was, like, hyperventilating. Once, like, the party was over and I was, like, back in my own head, I was, like, thinking about my ex. Mm. And I got really sad because he, like, texted me happy birthday. And I was like, ah! This is the first year, like, without, you know, spending it with him. So I was like, ah! And I, like, it was a lot. But my sister was, like, holding me. I was, like, scream crying for, like, 30 minutes. And I'm so surprised y'all didn't hear that.
I cannot believe not one person heard that.
Because I remember that part. Because, like, it, like, woke me up out of my blackout. Because I was, like, literally gasping for air. It was really bad. But, like, not to, like, go on a dark turn. But I feel, like, better now. I feel like that was, like, a lot of suppressed emotions that I was thinking about that whole week, and then I just had to really let it out. But my sister was like holding me all night, and she was like helping me through it. And then I just remember waking up and I didn't know where I was. I've never been so hungover in my entire life, like more hungover than after Tana's wedding. Like,
oh shit,
have
bro.
Not been
worse than onions in the bathtub. Yep.
Haven't been that hungover. I just remember like laying there and then feeling like this hand on my shoulder, just, you know, rubbing my shoulder. And it was my sister. And she was like, hey, Sarah, I remember yesterday you told me to like wake you up kind of early so that you could get up and enjoy your morning. I just remember you said you just wanted to enjoy your morning on the beach. And then I guess I don't remember this, but my sister said I just like moved and I looked at her. And then I just went back to bed. And she was like, okay.
I'm taking that as you don't want to enjoy the morning. No.
And then apparently Melissa, who was like the most drunk out of everybody.
Oh my God.
She woke up at like 9 in the morning with my sister, helped my sister clean more, and then her and my sister walked down to the coffee shop
and they like together
they got some coffee and they brought it back and they were just sipping coffee on the roof and just
they had like pictures on their story of them just like sunrise with coffee. Yeah. Like what the fuck? I wish I was a part of that, but no.
And Melissa felt fine.
That's insane to me.
Insane. Right?
She was like a goner.
She was not. She home. Was
no.
Oh like, my God! Yeah. I don't get how she was okay.
I have no idea.
I have no.
She
clue.
Called me Caitlin a lot at one point. I just remembered.
Oh,
I just remember because it was like it was when she was trying to go in the water. So I like went to make sure she didn't die, and she was like, "Who is that, Caitlin?" No.
Yeah, the other bitch who probably wants to go to the water with me.
Oh my God! She could be like, "You're coming in." I'm like, "I'm definitely not."
Don't force me. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
But yeah, she was just vibing with my sister in the morning, feeling completely fine. Apparently, Joe and Christelle ended up spooning each other on a twin bed.
Yeah, so that's where I wanted to get into the whole sleeping situation. Once again, me and Christelle were supposed to sleep in a king bed in one room together. Oh, yeah. I ended up sleeping on the day bed, pull-out couch, bed. On the other side of the room, completely tucked into it perfectly. I woke
curled up in a ball.
In a ball. Like, it was so comfortable. I woke up feeling amazing. I think because I drank tequila, which I don't normally drink, but everyone says that doesn't give you a hangover. Gonna fucking stick with that from now on because I woke up feeling amazing, confused as fuck because there was sand everywhere, all in my hair. There was chunks like just stuck in my hair and I was like pulling it out. And then I was like, okay, I'm in a sweatsuit now. All right,
how
got
did we
it.
Get here?
How did I get here? Where's all of my clothing? I don't know.
Where's my slutty beach outfit?
So we'll get to that. So as I'm like still kind of drunk, but like not hungover and in any pain, I'm like just bopping around being like, what the fuck? Why did I sleep here? Then find out that Christelle also didn't sleep in that room.
Yeah.
Or not even that bed that we were supposed to. She slept on a twin bed, bunk bed, but in the same bed as Joe.
And there's two beds.
And there's two beds on this bunk bed, both twin. They slept in the same one on the complete opposite side of the house, just together.
Just spooning each other.
No one slept in the big king bed that was just readily right there. Available.
And that's like funny because I think Joe went to bed a lot earlier, didn't he? Because he had work in the morning. Because I remember he was on the roof with us and then he was like, I work at 9 a.m. He had like sobered up. But he was still going to stay there.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to go to bed. And I'm pretty sure Christelle was still there with us. So I'm just, maybe she just
got in with him. Oh, I could see Christelle doing
like,
that.
Like, so cute.
And she was the big spoon. I could see that. She probably
what
was
the
just
fuck?
Like, aw, Joe.
So that was that. And then I just remember your sister every like 5 minutes would be like, here's this of yours that you left like in the living room or some shit. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, I was totally going to leave that. She brought me like my Starry Night light, my water bottle, all this other shit. And I was like, oh God, wow, I'm still so drunk. I forgot I brought any of this. And then I got home that
day. Wait, really quick before you get into that. My sister set everybody's alarms for them. That night,
she's an angel.
Because
oh my God.
She remembered what time everyone had to get up for work.
What the fuck?
She set Melissa's alarm because Melissa had work. She set Joe's alarm. She set everybody's alarms and gathered all of their things and put it next to them so that when they
she's
wake
fantastic.
Up, they can just leave. I was like, Rachel.
I want to be more like her so bad.
Yes.
Seriously. Anyway, that's like, that was crazy.
She's so
she
perfect for that. Oh my God, I love her. But yeah, so when I got home after you dropped me off, I realized, shocking, I know, but my dress was not in any of my bags. And I was so depressed because I was like, I had so much fun in that dress. I'd wear that dress again. And then I wake up this morning and I have a message from Melissa.
Oh, no.
Being like, your dress was tucked in the bottom of one of my bags.
What?
I don't know. So somehow in my blackout, I ended up changing my clothes, but I put my dress in the bottom of a bag that does not belong to mine.
Okay.
All the way at the bottom.
You're just like, eh, whatever. I see a bag. Put it in whatever
put
bag
it in
you
here,
see.
All the way at the bottom so that it's safe. safe. Yeah. You know, not in my bag, though. Safe somewhere else.
Because someone's going to steal this dress because it's so fun.
Everyone knows this dress is so fun. I know everyone wants so this. So, yeah.
And also, Rachel was saying that the next morning she found underwear on the roof.
What? Was it mine?
I'm like, who was fucking on the roof?
Wait, was someone fucking on the roof?
I don't know.
Was someone fucking on the roof?
That's what I'm...
Oh, wait.
I know.
Oh.
I know.
Wait, I need to know.
Tea.
Tea. That stays with us.
I don't know, but there was underwear on the roof. And
like not like
it
beach
sounds like
wear?
It was like a rager. Like there literally was like maybe 15.
Maybe 15.
There. Maybe. I don't that might even be generous.
Maybe like 12.
Yeah.
I know.
But there's underwear on the roof. There's just people
I'm asleep on the beach.
Literally. Oh my God. But that was a really interesting detail. I'm like, what the fuck? And my sister didn't know whose it was because I guess everyone said it wasn't theirs. So we were like,
oh,
okay.
Yeah, it was mine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
no one's
okay.
To admit it. So I don't know. I think my sister just like.
I want to know if it was like a bathing suit bottom or if it was underwear.
It was underwear.
Wait, yep. That's so fucking funny.
That's so funny.
I would love to go back there.
But also, not me calling. His name's Nadav. Not me calling him Portland all night because I just remember this one fact that he told me when I first met him about how he like lived there for a second.
Like just one second.
He didn't even like grow up there. He just like lived there. So like my brain really attached to that idea. And I was like, wow, he's from Portland. And I just kept forgetting his name all night. And I just kept calling him Portland. And I remember what at one point he was like, I'm not even from Portland. Why do you keep calling me that?
Shut up, Portland.
Oh, Portland. I was like, where the fuck is Portland? Nadav? My name's Nadav.
Oh my God.
Okay, Portland.
Be quiet. Shut your mouth.
He was like, okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my. So yeah, that was.
Can someone have a birthday this weekend? What are we going to talk about next week if we don't black out again this weekend?
I guess we could finally talk about our psychedelic.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah. We'll get there eventually, guys.
We just have not gotten there
yet.
Oh,
my God. Can someone please have a birthday party this weekend?
Yeah.
I just want to party. Oh, my God. That was just so much fun.
That was a lot of fun. My expectations were on the floor. I had no idea what it was going to be. I was just like, fuck it.
Here we go.
I have no idea what's going to happen.
No, I was texting you the night before. I was like, Sarah, I'm so excited for tomorrow. I'm going to have a blast. I am going to have so much fun.
You just felt that.
Yeah, I was like, I'm ready to go.
I was so excited, too. Once that lady confirmed the beach house, I'm like,
yeah, let's ride.
That's right. Like, this is going to be insane. Probably one of the best birthdays I've ever had.
Yeah. Just honestly. Fantastic energy. Live, laugh, love.
Live,
know.
Laugh, love. Let's get that tatted on us.
Dude, we fucking should.
We should.
I always forget that we have matching tattoos.
I know, right?
I always like see that on my foot when I'm drunk and I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what? Why?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Why? Where is it?
Oh, it's right over there. Heart, baby.
I don't even know where it is. God.
Breaky heart, baby.
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks for watching the birthday episode.
Oh, God. I love having fun again.
Me too.
I love having fun story times again.
Me too.
So wholesome.
Me too.
I can't wait for more shit like this.
I know. And there's so much more to come.
Oh, God. I'm ready. I'm fucking ready.
Make sure you guys rate us 5 stars. We always keep forgetting to say that.
I know.
Rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. Right? And if you don't, you're fake as fuck.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yep.
And make sure you like this if you're watching on YouTube. And you can listen to Cheers Brother on every streaming service available.
Yep.
And new episodes, audio version on Fridays, and then video versions on Sundays.
Hell yes.
We hope that you enjoyed that.
As much as we did.
Because I have footage from that night. I'm going to try to, like, make a vlog-style video for it. Because I want y'all to see the visual.
Dude, I can't wait to go through my shit. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
I could wait. Well, then I started remembering the video of me explaining how the drink was spilled. And I'm like, am I excited?
I'm not excited.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
God, I was so fucking drunk.
Oh, God.
All right.
Love y'all.
Bye. See you next week.
Bye.